Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Fighting in the Ivory Coast leads to new opportunities. The Achanese are the focus of a call to prayer, and openness to the gospel in Cuba births a new ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Ivory Coast, where instability has forced the United Nations to back an arms embargo. Rebel forces welcomed the move, while the government was less enthusiastic. Evangelical Baptist Missions' Jim Burdick says the trouble has already taken its toll, but he gives us this update.
We're part of a team organization there with several mission agencies, had a Christian school for missionary kids in that area. We have had the opportunity to return to campus, and most of the buildings are in good shape. The French military is still residing upon that campus, and we're able to actually remove some household goods.
Burdick says the fighting forced their Ivory Coast team to move to other countries. That leaves an urgent prayer need.
The work that had gone on there, admissions work, of course, is in much upheaval because the embassies have asked the foreigners to leave the country. But pray for the nationals. We don't know what this means for the future of the church in Ivory Coast.
Meanwhile, the country of Niger is 90% Muslim. That fact alone makes Christian radio a challenge in that African nation, but that's exactly what's being planned. Words of Hope is helping to establish Christian broadcasting in the region. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung.
Even though it's over 90% Islamic, there are opportunities to use local radio stations, including over 70 community stations, for broadcasting gospel programs. And hopefully the realization of the dream of having daily broadcasts, which could be heard throughout that West African nation.
Young says there are needs for prayer.
The construction of facilities, as well as the training of personnel. A number of challenges need to be faced and met, but so far we're encouraged by the partnership and grateful for the open door that seems to be present there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board is dedicating today as a day of prayer and fasting for the Achanese. Over 229,000 people in Aceh, Indonesia are dead or missing as a result of the quake and tsunami. Many believe these natural disasters are punishment. The IMB asks believers to pray that not only would their physical needs be met, but that many would hear the truth about Jesus presented in a culturally sensitive and appropriate way. Teams are distributing over $1 million in aid throughout the region. Next, Buckner Orphan Care International has launched this year's Shoes for Orphan Souls program. They plan on collecting thousands of shoes and socks to be delivered to needy children in 6 countries around the world. Buckner invites you to go with them on a short-term missions trip to help give not only the shoes, but also the love of Christ. Buckner's Tiffany Taylor.
That's an important part of our ministry, is that when we tell people we're collecting these shoes, we're going to make sure they get on the children by taking people on mission trips to put them on the children's feet and tell them the gospel personally.
The Shoes for Orphan Souls program has provided shoes for more than 1 million children around the world. You can help by collecting shoes and socks, and Taylor says, through prayer.
Prayer for the children that we serve is the most important thing. They just have nothing, and there's so many needs.
For more information about collecting shoes or going on a trip with Buckner, visit our website. And doors are slowly opening in Cuba. While conditions are improving, many still suffer economically, morally, and spiritually. AMG International sent a team to investigate the possibility of a new outreach there. Many Cubans are looking for something they haven't found in communism. Because of the openness to the gospel and the faithfulness of believers, AMG decided to begin a ministry in Cuba. They're supplying Bibles and Christian literature for use in prison outreach. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.